Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, bring in the pets. It's time for the Burnham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Tonight we're talking high school football on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band, and as always, in studio with us, our sports line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger. Ah, yes, indeed. And Mookie is fired up tonight because it's high school football night on the Brenham Sports Line. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham. And indeed, we are talking high school football tonight. We've got Brenham Cub football coach Glenn West going to join us in just a few minutes on the Brenham Sports Line from the Brenham Cub Fieldhouse. And in studio, we've got Burton Pantherhead coach Jason Hody and members of the Panthers as both teams are getting ready for the season openers. Cubs will be hosting Houston West Side Friday night, 7:30 Cub Stadium, 7 o'clock pregame with Doc and the Hook here on KWHI and KWHI.com. But, boy, we hope you pack Cub Stadium. We're ready for a fun season of Cub football, and hopefully we'll get a big crowd out there for the season opener to get rowdy, come early, get loud, stay late. Yeah, I know you've heard that before. And same thing for the Burton Panthers. Panthers are at home for their season opener. They're hosting Holland and want a big crowd there at the Burton Football Panther Stadium. And just get crazy because it is the opening of the high school football season, a magical night. Especially here in Texas, where we all know Bob Wills may be the king, but, you know, high school football runs a real close second. And it's going to be a big night, and we hope that y'all go on out, support the teams. And we'll be talking with Coach Jason Hody and members of the Panthers coming up in the second half of the program. And Coach Glenn West from the Fieldhouse, first half of the program. And I'll have a few parting shots about the Olympics. We'll talk about that a little bit. And coming up, Houston Astro baseball. Astros with an early start in Pittsburgh, but we will take the sports line, full sports line tonight, and then join the Astros as soon as sports line is over with. And that's Astros baseball coming up. Astros, very impressive series in Baltimore against the Orioles, who are, well, one of the teams that the Astros have to chase down and catch if they want to make the playoffs. They want to make a late-season playoff run. The Orioles are one of the teams they've got to beat, and they did so this weekend. Now, turning their attention to the Pittsburgh Pirates, former National League foe. A reminder that the Brenham Sports Line is brought to you by the UPS Store. This campaign season, the UPS Store is your campaign ally. Whether you're running for a position or you're a supporter, the UPS Store can help you with printing flyers, banners, and more. Just visit theupsstore.com for a location near you. Coming up, we're going to get on the Brenham Sports Line, dial it up, and talk with Cubs head coach Glenn West coming up on the Brenham Sports Line.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, A fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweiser's for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
And welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And coming up in the second half of the show, we'll talk Burton Panther football with Panthers head coach Jason Hody and members of the Panthers in studio. But right now, let's go to the sports line. And on the phone with us from the Brenham High School Fieldhouse is Coach Glenn West as the Cubs get ready for the season opener. And Coach, of course, always the most exciting time of the year. Everybody's getting fired up. How fired up are you and the Cubs about Friday night?
Oh, we're extremely excited to get going. And, you know, it's hard to believe that we've been, you know, starting our fourth week of practice. It's just flown by. You know, we're eager to get out there and get started and see what we've got and see what we need to do to get better.
Now, how have things gone so far? How have the first 3 weeks been?
You know, the attitudes have been super. Kids are working really, really hard. It's a really good bunch of guys. You know, feel really good about them. You know, we're inexperienced in some areas that need to get better, and in all areas in general, we got to get better. And we're improving. We just would like to improve even faster than we are.
Now, what are some of the things that have been particularly impressive? What are some of the aspects of this team that so far you feel pretty good about?
Well, I feel great about, as I said earlier, their attitudes. You know, we have had zero issues as far as, you know, kids not wanting to be here, not being on time, not working hard. I mean, obviously, there's some bad days that can happen for each individual from time to time. But overall, this has been just a tremendous start of the season. And so that's been the biggest positive. And then, you know, we went into the scrimmage, and we were hoping into the second scrimmage that we saw some improvement from the first scrimmage. And we needed that badly, and we did see a large improvement. So that's encouraging as a coach when you see your players getting better. So, you know, the attitudes, they're getting better. And, you know, I think we have a chance to have a good ball club.
Now let's take a look as we kind of break down the team as we get ready for that season opener. On the offensive side of the football, what are some of the things that have most impressed you and that you're looking forward to about our offense this year?
Well, we have to have a good offensive line. That has got to be a strength. Jose Aguado is going in to start his third season, and he is a real key to this. You know, Colson Altman will be starting his third season. He needs to play well. Cade Simmons has come on at our left tackle position, and he's been very impressive, gaining weight. Looks good, and he's playing well. Our center, Jacob Joswalk, is also really worked hard through the summer and getting better and better at center. You know, the first scrimmage against Manville, we really had trouble with the center quarterback exchange, and just not happy with how that went at all. And that was partly Jacob's fault, Joe's walk, and partly our quarterback's fault, Kendarian Ray. And the second scrimmage, we put a lot of focus on that, and we didn't have a single bobble snap or any kind of problem there. So you know, I'm proud of him for what he's doing. Ricky Burns is a returner at strong guard. So those are some strengths that we've got to be good there. And of course, Darvis Watson, that receiver, needs to have a good season. And then we have to be able to run the football. And that's going to be key with the stable of backs. You know, we're still trying to emerge who our best back is, but we're starting to see some signs.
All right, this is the Benham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We're on the Sports Line with Coach Glenn West at the Cubs Fieldhouse. And, Coach, you mentioned running the football. You've got some experience coming back at the running back position, but you mentioned that still looking to see who's going to get the bulk of the carries. So obviously, this is an open position for you.
Well, we feel like we have about 5 to 6 players that can all contribute and help us in the backfield. We feel pretty strong about Holden Vegas came in and done a good job. Tamarius McWilliams, Ralph Cowley, Tyree Jackson, Dathan Jones. Those guys have really worked hard to do a good job, and so there's really 5 guys that will play at some point in our backfield, and they need to do well.
And of course, the focus of every football team, everybody always looks at the quarterback. Jacob Erlein coming back from last year, but suffered a leg injury in the off season. How is his status? How are things looking for Jacob?
He's really improving. He's you know, doing his rehab daily and getting a lot better and doing more and more with the team. We've made up our mind when we started this season that we are not going to make that a focal point. As far as we're concerned right now, he may not come back. And I mean, we're hopeful for that, but we're not going to hinge everything on when that comes and if it comes. Kendarian Ray has stepped in and, he is getting better by the second. And so that's really been our focus and what we're going to do. And then, you know, if it works out that Jacob keeps getting better and keeps improving and is able to play, well, I'm sure we'll have something else to worry about at that point or look at. But it's just not fair to Jacob. It's not fair to our football team to put that kind of pressure, on us. So we're moving forward as it is, and as far as we're concerned, this is who we have, and we'll go from there.
What are some of the things that really excite you about Kendarian Ray?
Well, you know, I think the number one thing for me is his calmness. He's extremely coachable. I watch him with Coach Erlein every day and is super impressed with his willingness to learn, his willingness to ask questions. I would almost say boldness. There is nothing pretentious about him. He is the real deal. It's who he is and it's who he's going to be. And, you know, he knows he's behind. He knows that he's learning. He's not embarrassed about that. He's just trying to get better. And he's doing that.
All right. Now, on the defensive side of the football, of course, defense, I thought, was the team's strong point last year. Got some outstanding players coming back from last year's team. So I'm thinking a lot of reason to be very optimistic about the defense this year.
Well, we hope so. It needs to be a strength, especially early. As we're finding our groove offensively, finding what we can do, you know, we think our strength offensively is our offensive line, or can be, but we understand because our situation at quarterback that, you know, we're not quite where we would hope to have been just because of experience. So that makes your defense have to play well early, and we really have no reason not to. We've got quite a few players that are returning, And with that, we think we have some players that are coming in that are really contributing early and helping us. You know, the defense is going to start with, you know, probably with Marquez Bimage, which has had a tremendous start to the year. He's in the best shape of his life. He's gained over 30 pounds in the summer. It's all muscle. Really, really fast. And I think that what comes to my mind when I think of Marquez, he's dominant. He truly can be dominant. He's going to need to be. And then at defensive tackles, we have Raekwon Bell and Shannon Lambert. And then a third person we're rotating in there too is Bobby Mathis. And so, you know, when you look at Shannon Lambert, he's 295 pounds and very strong and quick. And Raekwon Bell is 265 and quick. And so, you know, we've got some beef up there. The other defensive end is much, much smaller, and he's got to play with an attitude. We've done that before, and it's Andrew Batchman. But we've done that before. We're used to that. We do not shy away from smaller defensive ends that play fast. So he needs to do that. You know, our linebackers are T.J. Nickerson. Played our last three ball games with us last year and did very well towards the end. So he's coming in, and I think he's going to have a nice season. He needs to at linebacker. And then the other linebacker that's been a surprise is a sophomore, Tyree Jackson. And Tyree he's been very impressive this fall. And so he needs to, we'll see the first game. I'm sure he'll be nervous. He needs to keep playing like he's been playing. And he will help us. He's very athletic. And then our strong safety, Holden Vega, may be the surprise of the fall. He's come in so far, just had a great attitude. He's helped us on the offensive side of the backfield. On the defensive side, doing a tremendous job at strong safety. He's 190 pounds, so he gained about 15 to 20 pounds from last year. And then the secondary, it all starts with our quarterback of the secondary, and that's Eric Preston. He's our free safety, and he runs that secondary and takes a lot of pride in it. He's not very big. He has a great attitude. He works hard. He's got his strength up to 270 pounds in the bench press. So for a little bitty guy, he's benching over 100 pounds more than he weighs, or right at it. So impressed with him. Another at cornerbacks, we've been fortunate there to have another sophomore that's came into camp and done very well with Andre Gilmore. And then another surprise in a positive way is Brandon Charles is coming at the other corner. We always knew he had the athletic ability, but he's really come into fall camp and used that athletic ability. And I think he has a chance to be a true shutdown corner, which we haven't had in a while. But those are when we're able to be the best. So we do have potential, but I would have to say, you know, Ed, we still got a long way to go. We're not playing defense like we need to be at this point. I think we can, but we're not at this point. That's for sure.
All right, and now let's take a look quickly at the special teams. Talk about the special teams. How do we look there?
Well, we have we have Tim Pham back for the fourth year. He's been our place kicker since he was a freshman. And you can tell he's kicked a while. His leg is much stronger. It's not new to him at all. And so I think he's got a chance to do a good job as our place kicker and also our kickoff person. And he's going to be our punter. We really are absent of a punter. And he's got a strong leg, and I think he's going to be able to do a nice job there for us. So that's going to help us. I think we have a chance to have some good return people. Jamarius McWilliams, Ralph Cowley, I think DeBrandon Charles, I think those are possibilities to be good return. Uh, Nate, Nathan Jones, I think they can do a good job in our return game.
All right. And so now as you get ready for the start of the season, what's going to be the key over these first 3 weeks, these first three pre-district games? What kind of development do you feel you have to see out of this football team?
Well, you know, if three things will be able to happen Friday night, I think we'll have an excellent chance to win that football game. And the number one thing is we're going to have to be able to believe in ourselves that we can give our best effort. And that sounds so simple, but it's so hard to do. It's really hard to go out there for the first time in front of a lot of people and be willing to really give it your all every play and not be afraid of how that's going to turn out. You know, you just got to go, you know, have a lot of courage and go do that. Two, we're going to have to do what we're coached to do. We're going to have to carry out the assignments that we're going to be taught. You know, we'll start today really teaching them some key points to win the game that they've got to be able to do. And if they'll do it, you know, we'll have a really good chance. And the third thing is we must take care of the football. You'll see more games lost the first week because of turnovers than any other thing. And so, you know, you got to do those are the three things. You got to take care of the football. You got to do what you're coached to do, and you got to have the courage enough to do that. And that's really the aspect that we're going to hit with today. We're going to preach it all week. And hopefully we can get that done.
All right. And, of course, we'll get more into the district and what you expect out of the teams in the district as we get closer to district play. But for right now, just concentrating on these three pre-district games and getting ready for the next part of the season. One thing I do want to touch on, Coach, and that is Wednesday night, what's become a neat tradition, and that is Meet the Cubs night.
It really is. It's a good thing for our players. It's a good thing for our community. And, you know, I think it's unique because we introduce our cheerleaders from seventh grade on up. We introduce and our band actually plays that night as well. Our drill team as well. And then we introduce our seventh grade, eighth grade, you know, freshman teams, junior varsity teams. So it's a time that our players get introduced in front of everybody, and it kind of gets some excitement in the air and ready to turn around and play on Friday night.
All right, and we're looking forward to being out there Wednesday night at Cubs Stadium to meet the Cubs and then being out there Friday night when we kick this pig and leave it squealing from the field, Coach.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I can't believe this is my 33rd year to do this, I've had as much fun this fall as I've ever had. I just hope we can get up there and perform well and have a good ball game Friday night.
All right, Coach, looking forward to it and can't wait for Friday night at 7:30 to get here.
Sounds great. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Thank you, Coach Glenn West, for joining us from the Brenham High School Fieldhouse. And again, kickoff Friday night, 7:30, 7 o'clock pregame with yours truly and Kyle Van Hook here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And again, we urge everybody to come on out and join us Wednesday night, 7 o'clock for Meet the Cubs night out at Cubs Stadium. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Coming up, we're going to talk Burton Panther football with Coach Jason Hody and members of the Panthers on the Brenham Sports Line on KWHI. It's Brenham Cub football Friday night on KWHI.
First and goal from the four. The give, Bimich up the middle, and he's
bingo.
In the end zone. Touchdown.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, Doc.
The 2016 season opener has the Cubs hosting Houston Westside. Kickoff at Cubs Stadium, 7:30. 7 o'clock pregame with yours truly, the sports doc, and Coach Kyle Van Hook. On your voice for Cub football, KWHI and KWHI.com.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. As crude oil's gone up in price, so is this, as ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
In the past week, the Energy Department reports the price of regular unleaded has increased about 4 cents to $2.19 a gallon. And while prices are up a bit, the average price nationwide is still 44 cents below the price a year ago at this time.
Bathroom legal battles. A federal judge in Texas blocks the Obama administration's order to allow transgender students to use the public bathrooms of their choice. The government's considering an appeal. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
I would just say we leave it up to local officials to handle it on a case-by-case basis rather than having a one-size-fits-all rule that somehow is going to be the end-all answer for the entire country.
Advocates say it's about discrimination. No flip-flops, says Donald Trump, promoting a fair but firm policy on immigrants in the U.S. illegally. The FBI says it's found thousands more Hillary Clinton emails. Her campaign says they should be released. Some other emails are newly released. One indicates a Saudi prince who was a Clinton Foundation donor couldn't get a meeting with the Secretary of State, so a Foundation person and a Bill Clinton aide made it happen. State Department says there's nothing against it. Again, denying it was ransom, using the word leverage to describe the $400 million cash payment to Iran at the same time U.S. prisoners were released by Iran in January. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest. Recently, U.S. officials said the money was withheld until confirmation that the prisoners were released.
There was an opportunity for the United States to make progress on a variety of issues that had been a longstanding source of concern between the United States and Iran.
Those issues were the prisoners being released, the Iran nuke deal, and the $400 million, which was Iran's money, frozen under sanctions, which an international court in the Netherlands ruled should be returned with interest. Earnest adds that Iran's been prevented from making nuclear weapons under that deal without a shot being fired. This is ABC News.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-966-0502. 800-966-0502. That's 800-966-0502.
The Zika virus could turn up next in Texas or Louisiana, says the National Institutes of Health. So far, only Florida has had confirmed cases of transmission by mosquito bite. ABC News' Chief Health and Medical Editor Dr. Richard Besser.
The mosquito that transmits Zika virus is found in 30 states. There are people traveling every day back and forth between areas where Zika is spreading very, very rapidly. And so we expect to see situations like this, where there's small outbreaks of Zika in the United States. They don't spread far, but they're going to continue to occur.
What kind of money are we talking about? U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte's losing on endorsements. ABC News sports business correspondent Darren Revelle.
We knew that he had a 10-year deal that began in 2006. I'm not sure at what point that deal ended, and Speedo won't tell us. But between that and his other endorsements, Airweave, gentle hair removal, I'm told he has about $1 million on the line.
ABC's Darren Revelle. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Ed Pavel with a KWHI local news update. The 19-year-old Texas A&M student found dead in an A&M fraternity on Saturday has been identified. 19-year-old Anton Gridnev was from Frisco, Texas, was a student at A&M and a member of the Sigma Nu fraternity. Police say he had recently moved into the fraternity house. At about 5 a.m. Saturday morning, police were called out to the house where they found Gridnev, who's believed to have overdosed. He was rushed to College Station Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. After finding illegal substances in the house, police arrested four other Sigma Nu members and issued three citations for possession of drug paraphernalia. The police investigation continues. A river flood warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for Davidson Creek near Lyons. That warning's in effect until Tuesday morning. The warning issued Monday morning with minor flooding occurring. On the first day of classes in North Zulch in Madison County, marred by the death over the weekend of a 15-year-old student. Incoming sophomore Hannah Weiss was killed in an ATV accident over the weekend. Family and friends say her ATV flipped over and landed on top of her. A prayer vigil was held at North Zulch High School Monday morning. And Washington County Clerk Beth Rothermel reminding voters in the Burton School District the proposed $18 million school bond issue will be on a separate ballot in November. Election day is November 8th. Early voting, October 24th through November 4th. The forecast calling for partly cloudy skies, an overnight low of 76. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a high of 92. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
The Guns N' Hoses Blood Drive, sponsored by the Brenham Police and Fire Departments, is scheduled for Friday, August 26th at Brenham City Hall and Saturday, August 27th at the Fireman's Training Center from 9 till 3 each day. KWHI's friendly country morning host, Craig Montana, will be at the Blood Drive on Friday from 10:30 till 12:30, reporting live. These live reports are sponsored by Texas Home Health, Medicare Equipment Specialties, and AMA Home Health. Give the gift of life. Donate blood on Friday or Saturday at the Guns N' Hoses Blood Drive.
Hey y'all, my name is Holly Baker and I'm running for Washington County Fair Queen. I am the 16-year-old daughter of Robert and Jennifer Baker. I'm representing the Burton FFA and will be a junior at Burton High School. I'm selling season passes to the fair for $25. If you are interested in joining all the fun and activities at the Washington County Fair, just give me a call at 979-203-6741. Or you can find some of my tickets at businesses like Brenham Produce, Burton Sausage, Burton Meat Processing, Modern Cleaners, and Dan's Meat Market. Thank you for your support of the Burton FFA.
Fighting Texas Aggies are getting ready to kick off the 2016 season. I'm Dave South. Join me for Aggie football all this year on KWHI with a host of exciting newcomers and some familiar faces back from last year's team. The Aggies are primed and ready for some of the toughest teams in the nation. The 2016 season kicks off Saturday afternoon, September 3rd at Kyle Field against the UCLA Bruins. On your voice for Fighting Texas Aggie football, AM 1280, KWHI.
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude brought to you by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, your local distributor. And first half of the program, I want to thank Coach Glenn West for joining us as we talked Brenham Cub football. Again, a reminder, Cubs season opener is coming up Friday night at home to Westside. 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame with Doc and the Hook on KWHI and KWHI.com. And don't forget, Wednesday night, it is Meet the Cubs night out at Cubs Stadium. Come on out and show your support. Meanwhile, we want to make sure everybody in Burton is out at Panther Stadium Friday night when the Panthers open up the season with Holland and Coach Jason Hody and members of the Panthers with us in studio tonight. Coach, how you doing?
Doing good, Ed.
Great to have you here. Can you believe that we are just basically 4 days away from the start of the football season?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how time flies. I mean, we're back, and we always enjoy being here on your sports line, and looking forward to a good season this year.
And, of course, season opener, it's always, as soon as the season ended last year, everybody's looking forward to the start of the next season. You know, you want to get out there and get at it. And how have things been? How have the first couple of weeks of practice gone?
Yeah, you know, we lost in the playoffs last year and you know, left a bitter taste in our mouth, and we were geared up, ready for this season to kick off, and you know, it's been upbeat. We've had a real good fall camp so far in terms of attitude. Effort has been tremendous. We always tell the guys, you know, you can't coach effort. And they've brought that each and every day. And so from that standpoint, they've made our jobs as coaches very enjoyable. And at the same time, we're getting a lot of stuff done because they're coming with a real upbeat attitude and a willingness to work hard, and a very coachable group that we have this year. And so we're excited for the season to get started and see what we can do.
And, of course, the game has changed so much. The past 10, 15 years has been not really an off season like it used to be. When I know the first 3 or 4 weeks when I was playing high school football, we were getting into shape. We all came back from a summer of just hanging out and maybe working your summer job, and you're spending the first few weeks getting into shape. Nowadays, you have to show up first day in shape, or you're behind the curve.
Yeah, you know, they don't give us as much time to get ready. The summer programs are a big part of high school football right now, and how those kids prepare during the summertime. And, you know, once we get into camp, I was pretty pleased with the shape, particularly our older guys and some of our leaders came in. You can tell it was important to them to come in good shape. And so from that standpoint, you know, we hit the ground running. We were a little ahead in terms of our some of our things that we thought we might not be. So it was a pleasant surprise for some of our guys and some of our coaches, we're just looking forward to getting things kicked off. Kind of tired of practicing. We want to start playing some games, the heat and stuff. This week's kind of neat because it'll be a game routine type week, and we can get out there and start playing some football.
Yeah, how important is it now to get into that routine and now the guys know what's expected of them each day when they show up at practice?
I think it's super important for us coaches. The best thing is those kids are at school from 8 to 3:30. We know what they're doing and where they're supposed to be at certain times of the day. And then they all, you know, we can get in a routine of a 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 6:30 type practice. And just a routine day. You know, Monday we do this, and Tuesday we do this, and then Wednesday, you know, is our final little prep day, and then Thursday's our walkthrough stuff, and then on Friday, you know, we get to roll it out there and get things done. And then that's what's neat for me. We always preach, hey, you know, this day we're doing this, and that day we're doing that, and it just makes things run a lot smoother versus the summer camp. You know, it's a grind, and so you don't necessarily have something to look forward to, but game week's always fun.
All right, and how important is it that last year you had some young players in some key positions, and these guys are back now and going to be looked at as leaders of your football team?
Oh, it's super important. We played a lot of young guys last year, particularly at the quarterback and receiver position. Then we had some guys that were sophomores that had a lot of playing time as well that were probably first-year players. So in all essence, we had a lot of inexperience out on the field. We feel like that's one of our strengths going into this season. We'll see how that plays out in the games. And in the group, we've got a strong group of seniors that are coming back. I think we have 9 seniors. 4 of them are with us here today. A solid group of leaders that have been in our program since the 7th grade and really have a real hunger for them right now to get the job done and go as far as we can go and try to bring home a championship.
Now, as you take a look at this season, what's going to be the key right now as far as these first few weeks? What's going to be the key to some early success to feel like this team is developing like you want it to?
I think we got to come out with extreme effort. I think, you know, here in Burton, we guys got to go both ways. And I think if we can show a lot of effort and a lot of tenacity and a lot of want to, I think a lot of things take care of themselves. I mean, these guys are preparing. They've been in this system for a while now. If they do what they're coached to do and do that with a lot of effort, I think we're going to be very successful. We have a little trouble holding on to the football right now in our scrimmages. That scares me just a bit as a coach. We got to work on a little more ball security. And so early on, games can be dictated or won or lost by just turnovers. And, you know, we want to try to hang on to the football and do a good job from that standpoint. But other than that, you know, I always tell the guys, if you fight hard, show lots of effort and heart, good things always happen.
All right. And you mentioned you brought 4 of your seniors with you. If you could introduce us to the guys.
We got Cole Eckerman. He's a senior. He plays offensive line and inside linebacker for us. Ryan Quentin, he's an offensive and defensive lineman for us. Jamon Bradley. He's a running back slash slot receiver slash return man slash cornerback. You know, Burton here, they got to do a little everything. And Edgar Lozano is a tight end. He's going to work some outside linebacker and some safety. Edgar's kind of a neat story. This is his first year to get the start. These other three gentlemen have started for us in our program. Edgar kind of epitomizes blue collar. He's worked his tail off. And excited for him to get going and play some football. And these four gentlemen were elected our captains. So they're our senior leaders for this football team. And as they go, we go.
All right. And let's talk with the guys. And let's start out with Cole, first of all. And welcome to the show. Thanks for being here tonight.
Great to be here.
All right. And first of all, talk about the start of the season. How excited are you to get on out there and let's get it going?
It was really exciting. It was exciting, but it was also kind of scary because it's my senior year, and you know, it's my last year to go out on Friday nights and dress up in the red and white, and just play football. And I was really excited because we had a lot of returning starters, and then we got Caleb Harmon, our quarterback, who's really good. DeMondre Winters, a receiver who has remarkable hands, and then we have just some returners on offensive line that really help. And it's really exciting because it's my first year playing linebacker, and I like it a lot. And we got a good offensive line and good backs and everything, and just really excited about it.
All right, and what's going to be the key as far as you guys feeling good about the way the team's coming together each week?
Some of the keys.
Yeah, what are the things you think are going to be important as far as you guys getting better as the season goes along?
Just a team coming together and being one unit, and just getting our little assignments down, getting week to week preparing for each team we play, just getting that down and being ready for Friday and getting all our assignments done and helping us get to success to win on that Friday night, and just listening to Coach Hody and all the other coaches and do our assignments, and I think that's really going to help us this season and get our success.
All right, and what's it feel like every Friday night when you walk out of that field house and pretty much the whole town is out there and everybody's just, it's just a crazy atmosphere? What's that like?
It's amazing. I love it. And there's nothing like the Friday night lights. It's just, it makes it, I mean, it's everything you'd hope it to be.
All right.
I've loved it forever.
All right, Cole, thanks for being with us tonight. All right, and next up is Ryan, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, talk a little bit about this season. How have things gone so far, these first few weeks? How do you feel everything's kind of coming together?
I think it's come along pretty good. That, everybody's come together with great effort. I experience help quite a bit with everybody coming in pretty much knowing what to do. You don't have to spend so much time teaching. And so I think it's been pretty great.
All right. And what are going to be some of the things you feel you guys have to do these first few weeks to feel good as far as going into district play, as far as knowing that when you get to district, you guys are going to be at your best?
Probably the biggest thing is just, perfecting the small things. And I think that'll help us, quite a bit just doing that.
All right. And Coach mentioned you guys are the captains. What's it feel like to, senior year, you're a captain of the football team?
It feels good. I mean, everybody looks up to you. So just shows you got to stand up and, prove everybody you can do it.
All right. Ryan, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is Jamon, and welcome to the show.
What's up? What's up?
All right. Not much. What's happening?
None.
All right. Hey, how excited are you to get back on out there and get going?
No, I'm really excited. We've been waiting for this a long time to come back around. And, it's our senior year, and I'm going to miss playing with these three guys here. And with the coaches, I'm just going talking to them every day, and then them coaching us and stuff. And I'm going to miss playing with the guys out there on the field because it's my last year. And just I want to be one of the greatest seasons for me, for all of us.
All right, and what's it like, you know, this? How different is it your senior year? Because you've been part of this football team for 3 years. This is your fourth year as a part of this football team. What makes this year different than all the others?
I would say my attitude and the maturity level. And because, like, you know, last year and the years before, I think I've matured more in ways, like, I wouldn't say, well, mentally. And physically too, but more mentally, because, you know, attitude wise was my main thing, and just getting older and just learning my teammates and learning out there on the field helped me more over the years.
All right, and I know there were for the most part last year very run oriented football team. How much fun is it when you get to football and the running game is really clicking?
Oh man, it's real fun. You know, you feel like you're Superman. Nobody can stop you. But I wouldn't put that up by myself. I'll get it out to the line, because the line they block their tails off and doing practices they do their thing, and you know they have a big job, and we gotta, as the backs and quarterbacks and receiver skill guys, we have to fill that role, and they have to. They're the main reason why we do the things that we do out there today.
All right, and what's going to be the key as far as you guys having a great season and making a long run in the playoffs? What's going to be the
going out there important? Playing with our hearts out, and perfection is what we want, and that's what we do. I think every practice, and that's what we're going to do all this year. Perfection.
All right, Jermon, thanks for being with us.
All right, thank you.
All right, and next up is Edgar, and welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
All right, and talk about the season. First of all, as Coach mentioned, your first chance to really get out there and get a lot of playing time, be a big part of this team. How excited are you?
It's really exciting because I've been waiting for this for a long time. Since eighth grade, I was looked up to those high school guys. Always wanted to be one of them, and now I am.
And what are some of the what's been the most fun part of these first couple of weeks, kind of getting in there and realizing you're a senior and you're one of the team leaders and kind of adapting to that and everything that's kind of been part of these first few weeks?
Well, it's been fun because, like, we go out there and we work hard, and we see when we go out to the scrimmages, when we work hard, how we're doing, considering how when we're facing other teams, when you look at the stat sheet and you see how many yards we get, it's all worth it. All that practice of working hard, it's all worth it. Because you see how just doing that, the small things and perfecting your craft, how big of a difference it can make.
All right. And what's going to be the most important thing is you guys try to get better each week as you get further along. What's going to be the most important thing?
Practicing hard and focus.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel about as far as your contribution to the team? What do you feel are the things that are going to make you a big part of this football team?
I'd say my blocking.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked on that pretty hard this summer, and running my routes.
All right, talking about blocking, of course, being a tight end. How much fun is it when things are really clicking, when you guys are firing off the ball, knocking people down, and opening up some holes for the running backs?
It's really fun. It's exciting just seeing them running and then the opponent on the ground.
That's it. You like to see that other guy on the ground, don't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Speaking like a true hog.
Yeah, he's being modest in the scrimmage. He got his first true pancake. So he's being a bit modest, but he got to feel what it's like to really pancake a guy. It's a good feeling.
Sweet, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. And one last thing. How much fun is it? Friday night, you guys are going to be out there. The whole town's going to be out there. Everybody, you know, all your friends, your family, everybody's going to be there. And what about the atmosphere? What's that going to be like?
The atmosphere is great. it's something you can't really explain because of the way you feel. And I'm just looking forward to it this Friday.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing you out there. And thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah.
All right. And Coach Hody, as you mentioned, these guys are your leaders, are your captains. And what do you think when you hear these guys talk and talk about the excitement and what they feel the team has to accomplish this year?
I think they're right on track. I mean, they do a great job of leading by example. These guys come out to practice each and every day, and they work hard. And that's what I tried to tell them from the get-go. It's not about the verbiage that you use towards the other players. It's about your example and how you get out there and work. And they understand it. I mean, they've been through some tough times. Jamon and Cole have had to play at a young age, whereas Ryan and Edgar maybe not so much. But at the same time, they've kind of grown together. And the biggest thing that I've noticed so far about these four is that there's not an ego involved with them, at least not with their teammates out there. And that's, I mean, that's the big thing. And I think that's why they were elected captains. Part of our captain process is based off of a player vote. And the other part is coaches and stuff voting as well. But, I mean, they're a well-rounded group of young men, and I'm excited for them to lead. It's their football team. I always tell them that. It's their football team, and what do they want to make out of this season? I think they're on the right track so far. Still got a lot of work to do, but they're on the right track.
All right, and as you go into the season, of course, this is one of the this past February was realignment. A few new faces in the district, a few familiar faces. What do you think about the district and how it shapes up?
You know, it shook up pretty good. It's still going to be tough. You know, we got rid of Bremon. They went up to another region. They're definitely a team that's a powerhouse in our classification. So you wouldn't have to see them until deep into the playoffs. But, you know, that's our goal. Our goal is to go out there and compete each and every week, get ourselves ready for district. These guys want to win a district championship. That's one of their things they listed as a goal. And then after that, we get in the playoffs. It's a whole other season. It's win or go home, and they have the right mindset for that as well. We just got to put the pieces together. We got to do the little things. I'm glad to hear them say that. These guys, their physical ability is more than enough. We got to fine-tune the little things, and our assignment's got to be correct to get the job done.
All right, and I know one thing, just changing gears here just a little bit, but one thing that you and quite a few members of the school and the community are really pushing is this upcoming bond issue. How important is it, do you feel, to get a facility, an improved facility for the Panthers?
Oh, you know, it's really important. I mean, being from the school, you know, of course, there's a lot of legality issues that are going on with that whole the bond issue, and the school board decided to pass it, and now they got to figure out if we can get it voted for. But I think the school and the community, I think it's a good thing, and we look forward to whatever the community decides. You know, we as teachers and coaches and as players, we're there to support the community, and we're there to represent our school, and we just enjoy doing our jobs each and every day. And if they can get it, I think it would make the kids of Burton High School extremely happy. I think that's what it's all about.
All right, and one other question. What's going to happen to the guys with the stars in their helmets this year? Everybody knows how passionate a Cowboy fan you've been your whole life. What are the Cowboys going to do this year?
I think it's great. I think Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl every year. Hey, they're Super Bowl contenders. It's America's team. I saw that you had that on your screen. Cowboys suck.
Now, wait a minute.
But
now,
you know what? Hey. You know, historically, their preseason schedule has dictated their regular season schedule, and they haven't won any preseason games in the past years, and now they're starting to win some. And, you know, Dak Prescott, he's what? He's the next Don Williams, what do you say?
As long as he's not the next Gary Hogaboom.
Yeah,
you'll be all right. If he's not the next Gary Hogaboom.
It's going to be hard to be that bad, but I know they look good. Cowboys look really good, and... you know, I guess that defense is pretty riddle, pretty riddled right now with the suspensions and stuff, but we'll see how that plays out. But you know how we are with the Cowboys. It's go big or go home. So,
well, I got to tell you, I'm in quite a few fantasy football leagues, and in of the four fantasy football leagues I'm in, I have Dez Bryant in the three of them. So he better have a big year. He better come with this year. I'm predicting a huge comeback year for Dez. I think last year left a real bad, ugly taste in his mouth.
I just don't think he was healthy. I mean, if he's healthy, and Tony Romo needs to be healthy too. I think those are the big key. But yeah, Dez is definitely a fantasy guy. He better have a good year, or else I'm gonna be a little upset. It'll be some long Sunday afternoons if he doesn't.
And now Sunday afternoons around the Hoodie household are pretty crazy, aren't they?
They can be. We get together and we barbecue a pig or whatever. No, I'm just joking. But we get together and it's a select crowd. We have to pick and choose who comes to our football parties wisely. Because if you talk about the Cowboys, we just might not go out there and play the game itself. So,
the standing joke is that between myself and Daryl Kiki is that he and I could not watch a Cowboy Giant game together.
No, I mean we have literally asked people in a nice way, hey, you got to calm down or you got to leave. One time I had a Packer fan, a friend of mine was a Packer fan. He came to the game and he got a little too boisterous, and I said, hey, you're just going to have to tone that down and take that outside. But, yeah, we're passionate about it. It's what makes football fun. I love this time of year. High school football, college football, and then the NFL, you can get your fill of it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So my wife's probably not too crazy about it. actually starts on Thursday.
Thursday through Monday.
Yeah, Thursday through Monday, you can get your fill of football. And that's what makes this time of year so exciting. And we're just excited at Burton here to get this thing cranked up. And
I was going to say, as much fun as Thursday nights and Sunday afternoons are, there is nothing on the face of this earth like Friday Night Lights. There's nothing like it.
No, I think it's indescribable. I mean, it's one of those things that everybody can, families, little kids, the little Panthers we have, the little cheerleaders, and all the way up from the high school kids, the band, all that stuff. Everybody gets involved. The whole community, booster clubs, you name it. Everybody can come together for one common cause on a Friday night. It's an awesome thing that Texas has. And I know it's a special place in this nation. But, Texas, it seems like it's just a little bigger. So
everything's bigger and better in Texas.
Bigger and better in Texas.
You better believe it.
Except the Texans, though. I had to do that for all you Texans fans.
Had to throw that in there, didn't you? Because, there are quite a few season ticket holders in Burton for the Texans tickets,
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I got to take it to bed every now and then.
All right. Well, guys, appreciate y'all being here tonight, and good luck on Friday night, and can't wait to get the season started.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ian. Right. Thanks for letting us have.
Coach Hody and the members of the Burton Panthers, appreciate y'all being here tonight. And this is the Burton Sports Line. We'll be back to wrap it up and get ready for Astros baseball right after these messages.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer. Hi, this is Darvis Watson, number 3 of the Brenham Cubs football team. Make sure you buy your season tickets for 2016 Cub football so you don't miss 1 minute of all the exciting action out at Cub Stadium.
Brenham Cubs season tickets are on sale now at Brenham High School. Tickets for all 5 Cub home games are $45 for seats without backs and $50 for seats with backs. Tickets are available at the front desk at Brenham High School.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
It's Brenham Cub football Friday night on KWHI.
First and goal from the 4. The give, Bimmage up the middle, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, Doc.
The 2016 season opener has the Cubs hosting Houston Westside. Kickoff at Cubs Stadium, 7:30. 7 o'clock pregame, and yours truly, the sports doc and coach Kyle Van Hook. On your voice for Cub football, KWHI and KWHI.com. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Want to thank Coach Jason Hody and members of the Burton Panthers and Coach Glenn West of the Brenham Cubs for joining us tonight here on the Sports Line as we get ready for the 2016 high school football season. And like I said, it wasn't just lip service, folks. There is nothing, nothing on the face of this earth that even comes close to burning those Friday night lights. And we cannot wait. It begins this Friday bigger and better than ever. Can't wait. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. We will be back again next week with the Brenham Sports Line right here on KWHI. Astros baseball is coming up next.